This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Colorado's relatively warm, dry winter has been hard for the ski industry, with many resorts opening later than expected. The state's smallest ski areas run by cities have been especially hard hit. Lake City Ski Hill and Lee's Ski Hill in Ouray haven't been able to open yet. Durango's Chapman Ski Hill opened partially this month, weeks later than last year. Here's manager Mike Nimitz.
We wouldn't be able to be open if we didn't make our own snow. There's no way. Like last year, it didn't really snow in Durango.
Howlison Hill and Steamboat also open later than usual. Gunnison's Craner Hill is set to open in early January, weather dependent, of course. State wildlife officials have released new policy recommendations on animals trapped for their furs and pelts. Sam Brash explains.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife oversees the legal hunting and trapping of 16 so-called fur-bearer species. Those are animals often trapped for their pelts, like coyotes, minks, and red foxes. The practice has long been the target for wildlife advocates, who submitted a petition last summer to ban the sale of furs in Colorado. The state responded by forming a group to suggest potential reforms. A final report from the panel recommends more hunter education and improved population estimates, plus programs to better manage conflicts between coyotes and livestock. Animal rights advocates say it doesn't go nearly far enough. CPW staff will review the report and present it to the State Wildlife Commission in March. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
There's much more to come this morning. Stay with us. This is CPR News and KRCC. Good morning.